Today's Tanya for the 10th of Ov is at the beginning of Eis Beis in Igeres HaKedosh, the second letter, Igeres HaKedosh Acha Biyosin in Peterburg. After coming from Peterburg, after being released from the imprisonment, the Alter Rebbe wrote this letter to Hasidim, which is basically a position paper of how to respond to this miracle of the redemption, of the freedom that was given to the Alter Rebbe, to be able to teach Hasidus without restraint. Simon Beis, Kotenti Mikol Achsodim Mikol, etc. Pidush, Yankif said, I have become small from all of the favors and from all the kindness. Pidush, the Alter Rebbe explains, Shebekol Chesed v'Chesed Shakadosh Baruch Hu Eisa La'odom, with every kindness, from every kindness that God does for a person, Tzorech Liyei Shval Ruach B'Me'ed, it's supposed to have the effect of humbling the person, B'Me'ed. He should become exceedingly humbled. Ki chesed rei yeminei, because kindness is the right arm. V'yeminei techapkeini, and with his right arm he embraces me. Shehi b'chinas kirvas elikim mamish b'yeseseis melefonim, because every kindness is an embrace of God's right arm, which means that every kindness brings you closer to God than you were before. Chol akorid el Hashem b'yeseseis, and the closer one is to God, the hatbo l'maylo l'maylo, and it elevates him higher and higher. He therefore has to be all the more humble, all the more lowly. From a distance, God was visible to me. From a distance, from a place of humility. And it is known that all is as nothing before him. Before him. In other words, when can something be before him? When can something stand before God? Only if it's like nothing. Only if it is totally humble. Therefore, whoever stands before God closer, he becomes more humble, more like nothing. And this is the kindness, the right side in holiness. In unholiness, love produces arrogance. But in holiness, the love produces bitul humility. Chesed li Avraham she'omar anichi ofer ve'efer. And this is the kindness of Avraham. Avraham's chesed, Avraham said, I am dust and ashes. Zui damke midosi shel Yankif. This is also the attribute of Yankif. Ubezeis, it's not till al yirosin ipnei esav, v'leidai le b'haftachosei v'hine anechi imach. And that's why Yaakov was worried about Esav, even though God had promised that I will be with you. And yet when Esav was coming, Yaakov was concerned. Because Yankiv felt very insignificant in his own eyes, because of all the kindness that God had already performed for him, etc., because with a walking stick I crossed the river and now I'm coming back with a great wealth and a family and so on. And therefore he felt that God's promise of kindness had already been fulfilled over and above what he could expect, and he's therefore now not deserving of any further kindness to be saved from Esau. Or as the Gemara puts it, he was afraid that although God had promised him to protect him, but maybe his sin had caused the protection to be removed. And this is the same idea as the humility, because in his humility it seemed to him that he had sinned. Whereas in the opposite of holiness, hu yishmoel chesed de klipa, which is yishmoel, kindness of klipa, unholy kindness, There, kol shachesed godel, the greater the chesed that God shows, hu heilech v'godel v'geva v'gasas hazuach v'reichav libe. The unholy, instead of being humbled by God's kindness, with every kindness they grow and they rise and they get puffed up with arrogance and self-importance. Ulezeis bosi min hamidiyim. Therefore I come as one of the proclaimers, Meida Rabba L'Klolus Anash, to make a proclamation to all Hasidim, Al Ribui Hachsadim Asher Higdil Hashem La'asei Simonu, for all the kindness that God has performed for us, that we should La'achiv B'Midesav Shel Yankiv She'eir Amei V'She'eir Es Yisrael, that we should abide by the attribute of Yankiv. We are the remnants of his people, the remnants of Yisro, who is also Yankov's other name, Shemesim Atmei Kishirayim, who make themselves like Shirayim, like leftovers, who Meisres Mamish, and unnecessary beings, She'ein Beishum Tzedech, that leftovers that have no purpose and no importance. That is the degree of humility that a Jew feels. And this is the attribute that we should abide by, Lebilti Reim Levova Me'acheim, that their hearts should not become arrogant. We should not feel superior to our brothers, meaning those who had agitated for the Rebbe's arrest and who had been against the Rebbe and so on, and now they were defeated. And there's a tendency to look down at your enemy when you've defeated them. So the Rebbe says that we shouldn't do this at all, but to be instead very, very humbled, and not to attack them verbally, and not to laugh at them, God forbid, not to insult them. It should go without saying. It should never be mentioned. I offer this as a stern warning. Instead, we should humble ourselves in our spirit and in our heart by the attribute of emes, which is the attribute of yankes, mipnei kol odom, to be humble before every person, benemiches ruach, with a lowly spirit, u'maynezach, and with a soft answer, a soft response, meishiv chema, that turns back the anger, that dissolves anger. The ruach nicho, and a restrained spirit. The kula hai v'ulai, and for all of this, hopefully, through all of this, yitein Hashem b'lev acheihem, God will put it into the hearts of their brothers, of those who are against chasidim, kamayim haponim, etc., that when we treat a person a certain way, he reflects back that same face, that same attitude. And Chassidim say that were it not for this letter, where the Alter Rebbe urges Chassidim to abide by the attribute of emes, to demand emes, there could have been at that time 50,000 more Chassidim. But because the Alter Rebbe insisted on emes, there was no mass movement towards becoming Chassidim, because Chassidim demanded that one's interest in Chassidus should be emes, not just a response or a reaction to this victory. In the Hayom Yom for the 10th of Yud Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes, Misipure Azmur, from the stories related by my grandfather, the Rebbe Marash. Number one, Mitchila Hoye Geres HaKedesh Katenti Misayemes V'ruach Nicho Chulo. The letter Katenti originally concluded with the words with a humbled spirit, with a restrained spirit. The Ache Asher Omer Rabbeinu HaGodol Sholish Pomin B'Lozhna HaMaymer Kamayim HaPonim. But after the Alter Rebbe had said in Lozhna the Maymer Kamayim HaPonim three times, Kepirish Rashi V'Leike Targumei Oz Hesiv HaTeves V'Kulei Hai, etc., upon him, etc. ובזה נוטה בחסידים מידי סטייביס. Where Rashi explains that kamayim haponim means that if a person is kind or shows kindness, then he arouses in his friend a response of kindness. Then the Alter Rebbe added the words zekula hai, and hopefully through all of this there will be a response and they will return the love, and by doing so he implanted in Hasidim good character traits, goodness. Number two, wenn der Rebbe wollt nicht gestellt die drei Wörter benidas, emes, le yankes, if the Rebbe hadn't put in the words, the three words, that we should conduct ourselves by the attribute of emes, of yankes, in igeres akedish kotenti, wollt er gehad noch 50,000 chassidim. Aber der Rebbe mont nidas emes. He would have had 50,000 more chassidim if he hadn't put those words in. But the Rebbe demands MS.